at the grassland around the power plant.
We're standing at the red flag at the brewery bridge. The traffic on Askanische Straße is roaring above us. Up until very recently, the open space in front of us was home to 30s-style buildings, as we could see on the way up here. Since these buildings were permanently vacant, they were torn down in 2007.
The small house on the left-hand side of the grassland remains. This was the gardener's residence. In the summertime, it is not easy to see this house behind the trees. Let's take a few steps towards the entrance. We can leave the bicycle here against the red pole. Today, this area is once again used for gardening. Do you see the line of shrubs along the gravel strip that leads from the entrance on the right towards the small house?
This is an experiment that's being carried out by Anhalt University. How can the urban redevelopment zones and their poor soil be used again? And how can they be designed to be more attractive? The solution is Perennemix, the planting of a species-rich mix of shrubs. The area will also be used for other purposes. We're standing beside the 19 claims currently in the city. Claims are pieces of land that were once fallow, but where the citizens of Dessau can now take the initiative and make changes to the land themselves. The city calls this cultivation.
Walk around the shrubs and into the centre of the field. While we are walking, Heike Brückner from the IBA office will tell us more about this concept.
Ein Claim ist eine 400 Quadratmeter große Fläche, die Bürgern zur Verfügung gestellt wird, damit sie dort etwas gestalten können.
A claim is a 400 square meter piece of land that's made available to citizens so they can create something that they really like, where they can say, I want to create a playground here, or a sports center, or a special garden. We deliberately selected the term claim because we wanted to harness the idea of the gold rush and to invite people to make experiments, to try new things, things they couldn't do in their own garden or in an allotment, and things that might then contribute to this new city landscape.
The sponsors are given as much room to manoeuvre as possible. The grounds must be maintained regularly, must be publicly accessible, and should not be used to construct shopping arcades or garages. These are the only restrictions. The city provides the zones with a basic construction, free of charge. The sponsors then relieve the city of the costs of maintaining the land. Dessau has called the scheme 400 square meters. The associated sponsorship agreements are valid for 5 to 10 years. Details are clarified in the use agreements and the rules of cultivation. Cultural institutions and associations, but also residents, are using the claims.
In this case, Dessau's Dance Forum assumed responsibility for the area. Its headquarters are located in the blue building on the corner, and the field is used as a practice area for Nordic walking and Tai Chi. The claims are usually separated from the rest of the field by red wooden fencing. This isn't the case here. The two claims are simply marked by pegs.
While we are heading back to our starting point at the bridge, let's hear some more from Heike Brückner.
In der wachsenden Stadt ist es ja gar nicht so einfach, irgendwo Plätze zu finden, wo man mal was ausprobieren kann.
In a growing city, it's often difficult to find space where one can try out new things, where people can do something that fulfills a need in them, where they can go crazy for a moment and realize visionary projects. But in our shrinking city, we suddenly have such spaces to experiment and try things out. And that creates an entirely new culture of participation. So not only do people participate more in urban life by having their say, they can also take an active role in shaping a part of the city.
Fallow areas are also being cultivated on a large scale, like, for example, the power plant field here behind the bridge. Let's take the bike and cycle under the bridge.
The power plant field is part of Dessau's historical industrial zone. In 1872, construction began on a sugar refinery known as the Fine. The second half of the 19th century was the heyday of industry in Dessau. The German Continental Gas Company was founded. Germany's second electric power station was constructed. Breweries and engineering companies sprang up all around, and aeroplanes were built by the Junkers factories. The population of Dessau more than doubled during this time. In 1875, the population was 20,000. By 1900, it had risen to 50,000. The city grew, and so too did the industrial area along the railroad tracks. The grounds of the refinery were being continually extended during this time.
The Kulturfabrik, or culture factory, which is the building on the right, is all that is left today. Where white sugar was once manufactured in days gone by, today there are offices and rehearsal rooms for bands. The district heating power station dominates the field today. In the 90s, the Dessau Department for Public Utilities, the DVV, began to tear down the vacant factory rooms here and to gut a former workshop. Since then, the power plant guarantees a self-sufficient supply of power for the city and is therefore continuing the industrial use of the area.
Let's turn our attention to the building on the left in front of us, the Kameradschaftshaus, or Comradeship Building. In 1935, this building was constructed as a cultural centre. After the Second World War, it served as an alternative venue for the badly damaged Dessauer Theatre. Later, the building housed a library, a swimming pool, and a large disco. It's been vacant for some years now following a fire.
The Kameradschaftshaus, indeed this entire site, represents the darkest chapter in Dessau's history. In the 1930s, the Dessau sugar refinery developed and produced Zyklon B, a pesticide that was used by the Nazis in the gas chambers of the concentration camps from 1942 onwards. Today, a monument here commemorates the victims of the concentration camps. Artist Sandra Scheer attached small cylinders to the railings of the bridge at the level of the Kulturfabrik.
In order to get to our next stop, we'll turn right here, behind the Kameradschaftshaus, and follow the street. We'll continue the tour at the corner of Johann-Meyer-Straße and Lutzmann-Straße. Here, we'll introduce you to two claim sponsors.